Thanks very much, Sarah. Here we have on the slide three caricatures of the future, each one a simplified version of how the science superpower agenda might evolve. So one of these imagines that the research and innovation system in this country will maintain its current shape, and everything in it will expand equally over the coming years, cementing in the strengths and weaknesses of the existing system. Another scenario imagines that public spending on research and innovation will remain pretty well intact as it stands now, but we will experience a very large expansion in business investment in R&D. And our third scenario has the expansion in R&D driven very largely by the government's own priorities in areas like public health, climate change, and defence and security. As you might imagine, each of these gives rise to a number of opportunities and challenges. And in the next few minutes, I'll catalogue a few of the opportunities and challenges that we identified and say a bit more about a couple of them. So under equal expansion, we had rather imagined that this would not be an attractive option. At some workshops, Sarah described this as our null hypothesis. But we were quite surprised to find that in several parts of the country, this scenario was an attractive option because it provided predictability in an uncertain world and offered a degree of protection to parts of the research and innovation community that found the idea of radical expansion of research and innovation rather unsettling or even threatening. The idea of a massive expansion in business investment in R&D has been attractive to finance ministers around the world, and not least in the UK. The Treasury have built this in rightly to their ambitions to expand research investment in the UK. There are many attractive features of an expanded business investment in R&D, but it does mark a shift in the balance of influence with more influence falling to the marketplace than we have at the moment. One feature that arose in our discussions was that if you do have a free market in business R&D, in that case, businesses may well choose to expand their R&D in locations that are at odds with other areas of government policy. So what if we saw a doubling of business R&D investment, but that all fell in the southeast of England, exacerbating regional divides rather than levelling them up? In a world where government priorities play a much larger part in the research and innovation landscape, a question arises as to which government. We've got progressively greater levels of devolution at national and regional levels in the UK. The Scottish Government takes a different view on nuclear power and a different view on genetically modified crops to the UK government. So whose government priorities are we talking about? These, I could go on, but I think it's more important that I shift now to thinking about some of the choices that are available to the research and innovation community and indeed to government as a result of these different scenarios. You can imagine many choices. I've shown a few and I've highlighted fewer still. But the point I'd like to make is that all of these choices are connected to a shift in the balance of influence between government, researchers themselves, and business investors. That balance has reached its current position through a long evolutionary process. And we're not used to the idea of a radical perturbation in the level of research investment, shifting that balance of influence over a relatively short time. We're not quite sure what we would want the balance to be, or whether that balance would be stable in the way it's been stable now. So that, in brief, summarizes the work that Sarah and I have drawn together over the last few months. We think it's important to see this as a stimulus for further discussion and debate, rather than some firm non-negotiable conclusions. And we hope that participants in this meeting will feel free to challenge and supplement the thoughts that we've drawn together so far. On behalf of us both, can I thank you for your attention?